British aid group Oxfam says Zambia's just one of several southern African countries experiencing a serious humanitarian crisis. The charity's spokesman in Lusaka, Machinda Marongwe, says heat waves worsened by the El Nino weather phenomenon have battered Zambia's poorest communities, especially in rural areas which rely on rainfall for agriculture.
We are in the worst scenario and the situation is going to get worse. Just to give you an indicator of how bad the situation is, the dry spell has been the worst in over 40 years. And you're looking at February alone being the driest month of over 100 years. So you're looking at not an isolated event, but an accumulation of connected climatic shocks over a sustained period of time, leading to increased vulnerabilities.
In May, the outgoing chair of the Southern African Development Community, Angolan President João Lourenço, appealed for $5.5 billion in humanitarian assistance for drought victims in the region. On Saturday, he told the SADC summit donations had not materialized, leaving tens of millions hungry, malnourished, and short of water. Louis van Ravestein is head of agribusiness at South Africa's Standard Bank.
This period, about 51 days in Jan and Feb, which was critical for the production period. There was no rain and we saw very dry and hot conditions. Mainly impacted small-scale farmers and medium-sized farmers that does not have access to irrigation. Zambia lost a million of the hectares of their crop, which is half of their crop. Zimbabwe also have a lot of strain. Botswana production is down. South Africa production is down year on year. Countries like Malawi, Mozambique, Eswatini, the production is also down due to this drought period that we've had.
Maize meal is Southern Africa's staple food, but Van Ravestein says the drought has decimated maize crops.
We have seen prices of maize increasing of late. That's because of the period we're going through and the demand that's in the region. SADC countries will have a worse impact. There is definitely shortages and they will have to import from other countries. That obviously brings additional costs. The positive, however, is globally, is a surplus in grain production in the later season. So there's not a shortage worldwide. It just needs to be imported if it can't be supplied by South Africa or by Tanzania into the neighboring countries.
But the chairman of Grain South Africa, Derek Matthews, doesn't think the country will be able to help others with maize supplies.
We're not expecting a lot of exports this year. We don't think that there'll be sufficient supplies for a huge export program. We're probably going to have enough grain for South Africa at this point in time. If it doesn't rain, the damage is going to become more extensive, and then we probably will end up not exporting at all.
SADC's Lourenço has reiterated his appeal for aid from the international community. Unless help comes soon, he says, many people will suffer and perhaps even die. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.